I mean, what is the secret to that? For, you know, I suppose if everybody knew, they'd just do it. But to the longevity of you as an act and the fact that you can survive things like that, it's not, obviously you survived terrible tragedies. You know, what happened with Rick back in sort of 84 with losing his arm, and then, you know, and losing Steve in 91. How do you manage to keep coming back?
Well, Joe mentioned before, you know, our families, our parents were such a instrumental in everything. You know, they survived World War II. You know, Joe's parents were down the, you know, in the garden, in the air raid shelters and stuff. My mum and dad, same deal. And they had this kind of attitude and work ethic and all that stuff that they kind of passed on to us. So that's really that thing. You know, there's a spirit, a fighting spirit that we kind of inherited from our parents that we still have. You never really forget that, you know.
You've got the scrap in the heart, haven't you? That's the thing. It's like we.
You also listen to other people that you're prepared to listen to, and then you know, over the years we've been very matey with Brian May. You know, we first met him in 83 when he came down to one of our gigs at the LA Forum, and then he asked, we were doing two nights there, and he asked if he could get up and play with us on the second night. I mean, you know, there's us looking at each other going, I bought Sheer Heart Attack like 9 years ago. It's like, now he wants to play with us? Wow. But he became a mate, you know, and he has this phrase that he says, and he says it to anybody listening, he goes, don't split up.
Oh, yeah.
Simple as that. Ride it out.